Blog Talk Radio.
It's all about the funny with Miss Trish and friends, where we'll be laughing it up about the stupid shit that we do, yet inspires you to keep on life's lessons. You can follow us and listen in at Miss Trish, that's MZTRISH, funny on Facebook or Twitter. We're broadcasting live from www.thechosen.org. Friendship. In my time, I've had and have many friends, particularly girls who are my friends. You know her. She was the one you hung with after school, after work, or just on an everyday basis. The two of you had a spiritual understanding of respect that was unspoken but known between the two of you. If one needed and the other had, there was no question that the two of you both had. Instead of offering details of how your friendship became, you just would tell everybody who asked that this was your sister, and even family knew you as Auntie So-and-so. This is or was your girl, and all her business was your business. All your business was hers. The pains and the hurts, the healings and the joys of being girlfriend. If that bitch was a nigga, she'd be yours. So, please, stay tuned. There's so much more coming. family, such as the stupid shit that we do letter of the week, Miss Trish 411 on whatever and entertainment, and we'll be taking calls. And by the way, you can be a part of the show by calling in at 914-205-5568. Call that best friend, girlfriend up. Put the help on the line. She can say hello or something. We'll be right back after this, y'all.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey,
what's up, man? I'm so glad to be back.
It's good to have you back.
I can't believe I'm with the wine.
You know what? Somebody that's with all of us. You know, he that hath friends must.
First, show himself friendly.
All right. Well, I know by being in this place that there's a whole lot of people that wants to know who his friend is. Why don't you tell them about it, Mark?
Well, there is a friend that sticks closer than any brother.
I got
a lot of brothers, right?
Yeah.
You know who that friend is.
It's all about the funny with Miss Trish and friends. Forgive me for my clumsiness and my stuttering, but I am a country girl. Thank you for listening in, and please give us a call and voice your comments and or questions. You can call us at 914-205-5568. Please press 1 and wait to get your call through to us. It is my pleasure today to be talking with my best friend, girlfriend, and co-host when she ain't working all them other jobs like a Jamaican, J. Monica, along with a friend of the show, T.L., who's an author and a publisher. Also, I have brought on my friend, a good friend of mine, who's a comedian, businesswoman, and the founder of the House of Enlightenment, Miss Tanti Fairfax. In love and peace, ladies, I'd like to welcome you to the show. How you all doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, ladies?
How you doing?
I am wonderful.
What's up?
Give you shouts out now while you can, because we're going to be talking about some serious shit, ladies.
What's up?
Miss Tanti, what's going on?
Nothing much, just preparing for my show I have coming up next month, coming up with new material.
Awesome. We can't wait to hear all about it. I also have on the line my girl, TL. TL, you're there? Oh, I think she didn't call in. She just told me she'll be in just a minute. We're going to be bringing her on the line. Today, y'all, we're going to be talking about girlfriends, best friends. And one reason that I wanted to do this show is because I want to offer a little healing. I feel like the friendship between women has been broken. And so to bring us back together, I like to offer a little healing. And I have and have many friends, but today I have my girl J. Monica on the show because our friendship has a lot of unique qualities that makes our friendship so very special to me. In the beginning and even to the present, it was a little rocky build, but along the way what we've learned is to love each other. We've learned we have a great deal of respect from each other, and mostly we have loyalty towards each other. We pray together, and it's kind of like our own little personal vow. She's my man, and I'm her woman. Or I'm her man, and she's my woman. This is our vow to one another. We can talk about that. We sisters, you know, we got to have that type of camaraderie. What you think about that, Miss J. Monica?
Well, it's all good. I mean, you're hitting some great highlights and everything. It is true that we do bond and rock like that under any circumstances. You know, I just always can look back on some of the most memorable times is when we're in each other's presence and we're dealing with other people in the public, and we just look at each other and know what time it is. Like, it's already understood, you know? And, you know, we really knew how to communicate without saying a word. Eyeballs was saying it all, you know? And the minute we get these people out of our presence, we take it to a whole nother level with what we really, really was trying to say.
Exactly.
For the most part, it's just good to be able to communicate, and that's in any relationship. And I do love you. I love you to the utmost. Our relationship was kind of rocky. But like they say, what the devil set up for bad, God will turn it around
Amen.
For good. And we're here to take it all the way to the top together.
Amen. And things happen. That's the thing I wanted folks to know, is that things happen and it's not always pleasant. But when you're really good friends, you know, you want to come back together. And that's what I really appreciate about our friendship, is how it was built and the foundation that is built on, the love and respect that we have. Girl, you know how we'll get together and we'll pray folk out the way who come in the way.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, no, you're trying to mess up our fun. We can't have that.
We
got to have me and Trish, have Miss Trish, we have to have laughter in our daily lives.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Don't get me wrong. We do have our days where we're not laughing, but those are the days that we're praying for God to shift things and move things forward in another direction. And we get it, too. We have gotten it.
Yeah, we've gotten it. And that's what our relationship is so very special. special to me, one that I truly, truly cherish and hold fond to. J. Monica, well, before I go on, let me bring Tanti in. Tanti and I developed our friendship through the industry, comedy, and we found that through our comedy and laughter that we can laugh about our everyday living, our everyday situation. And her friendship is very special to me as well, because we know how to come together, sit back, chill, laugh it up, like me and J. Monica do, get us a little glass of wine, talk a little shit about it, and forget about it at the end of the day. So that's what I really, really appreciate about Tanti and my friendship as well. Every friendship has its unique characters. Tanti, what would you have? What would you like to say?
Well, you and I have a great friendship. I mean, we never had any trials and tribulations. But we get together, we laugh, we go out to eat, have drinks. I mean, we do shows together.
Yeah.
I mean, we pretty much started out together, you know, like sisters, and we just get out there and do our thing.
And
I really
enjoy
it.
You go, sister. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying I really enjoyed working with you. And like I said, me and you have been through a lot. I mean, we've done shows where you and I were nervous to go out there. We were back there playing before we go out on stage, and we got out there and made it happen.
Amen.
And,
amen.
Good friends are hard to find.
Oh,
good
friends, definitely. Oh, yeah. That's definitely for sure.
That has my back, and I have her back, and that's what friendship's all about.
And friendship brings out so many good vibrance when you're friends with the right person. Because, see, I could go on and on. See how I'm trying to over-talk everybody now? I can just go on and on and on and on and on when I'm on the phone with Miss Trish, because me and Miss Trish can touch bases from A to Z. Like, we can even have a day where we both don't even feel like talking. And we can both leave, like sit on the porch or sit in the office, never say a word to each other because I know she's having an irritated day. I've had one. And we can leave and go home like we had the best conversation there was.
Yeah, and you know, and then we all have things in common. We're all mothers. We're all mothers. We all have relationships, you know, whether they legal or illegal.
You know, other than myself.
I used to be, girl. I divorced that nigga.
Well, I'm the only one in jail, so y'all free.
No, you're not in jail. You're not in jail.
I get that, you know, and those are the things we have in common. We can pray about each other's children and, you know, and be loyal to each other. And I can say, both of you ladies came to me when I needed I need a couple of ears, or can they give me $2 or $3 to help a nigga out? And I can always count on you, and, you know, and I've always loved that about my friends, you know, that when you need them, whether it was just to cry on your shoulders or to, you know, that you help me out, give me a hand. J. Monica and I had to take me a few times about my car.
Support.
Exactly.
Oh, you ain't tell them. You. I know you ain't telling the part about how I act like your mama. Your mother.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Jesus. Slow down. Turn here. Go there. Don't do that there. Don't talk to him, girl. Clink, clink. That's what I love about my girls. We keep each other in check, you know. Let me ask you ladies something. What could you offer from your life experiences with your girlfriend, best friend, to other women who need to either heal or reconnect or even just exercise some things in their relationships? You know, women, we kind of get catty with it. You know, one thing that me and J. Monica have always talked about, when to step in, you know, women like to try to step in on other women, and they don't have that respect and understanding.
No respect.
Look, that's don't do that. You know that you're my girl and he my man. Come on,
no,
you know,
women do that. Women do that, Trish. It's out of jealousy. If you have a friend that's after your man, she's doing it because she's jealous of you. That's why most people do it. They want to see what you're getting. They have some type of jealousy towards you.
Yeah.
You might have more than them, or it could be anything, but that's why people do it, out of sheer jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Me on numerous occasions, but you just got to be careful about who you socialize with. And I feel after going through pain in a relationship, you can heal from it. You can heal.
I agree.
It takes time, but you can heal. I wouldn't advise anybody to stay in a relationship where they're being physically or mentally or sexually abused.
Right. And I think a big part of it is loyalty, respect. If you respect me, you're not going to harm me. If you respect
That's
me,
true.
You're not going to take from me. If you respect me, you're not jealous or envious
exactly.
of me. So I think respect, and that's one
respect
thing.
One.
Yeah, that's one thing I really got from you ladies is the respect and the loyalty that we have for one another, and that's the main thing that I really appreciate. I have another friend. She me and her talk about we don't judge each other. So you know, I'm gonna support her whether I think her judgment is right or wrong, and she's gonna support me whether she thinks my judgment is right or wrong. The whole thing is to be a friend until the end, and that's
exactly.
what friendship is about. Let me ask you one other question: what qualities should a good friendship have?
That's one. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it should be, like you said, respect. Because if they respect you, they're not going to try to flirt with your husband. They're not going to, you know, do anything to hurt you.
Your family.
You should be able to trust them to where if you tell them something, you don't have to worry about nobody else knowing your personal business.
Mm-hmm. And communication.
Definitely.
So those are just the main ingredients for a relationship, period. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Those are just some main ingredients that you need, just like salt and pepper on the food.
Exactly.
You know?
Amen.
But the problem with most women is that I noticed, you know, most women can be really good friends, and then when they get a new man popped in a relationship, they kind of distance themselves from their girlfriend. If somebody's your friend, you should still be their friend whether you have a new man in your life or not, a husband or whatever. If somebody's your friend still, you know, don't push them in a back burner. You'll make time to talk to them every now and then and, you know, interact. And that's
right.
what a lot of women, when they get a new man, they kind of forget their friends, and then when they start having problems, then they want to start calling their friend and want to hang with her again. That's
right.
not how friendship should work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I agree. I think we should, and communication, always be willing to communicate, and that's another thing. Like, even if I'm out of the loop with people sometimes because of life situations, if you call me up, and we're good friends, I know Jay Monica and I, you know, sometimes she gets real busy. Tanti, you and I get busy. You're doing
mm-hmm.
your thing, I'm doing my thing.
Absolutely.
But to know that I'm always there for you and
mm-hmm.
know that no matter what, I can shut down some things. If you pick
mm-hmm.
up that phone and you call me or you knock on my door, you know, I'm going to open my arms to you and be that refuge for you for that moment in time. So I think that's a big part of loving your girlfriend and again, you know, just sticking by her. And I gotta admit, let me give you two good ladies shouts out while we're on the phone, and it's a public announcement. You niggas have been down with a nigga. And I love you, bitches.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I know, Tossie. She don't like to use that B word. But, you know, y'all know it's all from love. It's all from my heart, you know. Y'all my
but
special
you
people.
One thing that I don't like about, you know, females sometimes is the mm-hmm. fact, you know, they will have a man in their life that they're making love to on a regular,
mm-hmm.
doing things for him, but mm-hmm. then when they're broke and need money, he's not there to help them. Then they want to call their friend, their girlfriend, for help financially. And I'd be like, I'm not sleeping with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
you
I'm,
need
I'm
to know.
Okay.
They need to, they need.
Friend. Don't get me wrong. You know, Trish know I'm good like that. I help anybody. You know, I'm close with them. But I'm just saying, you know, you have some friends that depend on you and not their man.
Yeah,
like,
right.
If I'm giving you money, I should get a tow job, some type of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, can you wash some damn dishes, wash some drawers? I get you all day. Same thing backs up. I get you. I get you. And I, you know, and that's the truth. You gotta. It's a mutual thing. It's a give and take on a thing at all times. Miss Tanti and Miss J. Monica. Before I end this part of the show, let me ask you, ladies. I want two good questions. First, I got Sabrina on the line. She says, a good friend is someone who will be there even when they are angry. I agree. Even when I'm angry. Yeah. And one thing that I like, me and J. Monica will pray. We could call Jesus on you in a hot.
Well, Jesus wants us to use his name. He wants us to use it.
Yeah, I agree. But before I let you ladies go, Miss J. Monica and Miss Tanti Fairfax, the comedian, please give us your best advice to all the ladies out there about how to redevelop their friendships, how to heal, where we can find you at in the near future, and what's coming up with you in the, soon in your maybe your business lives. So I'll start with you, Miss J. Monica.
Watch the vibes and keep it genuine. You know, ride the vibes. Ride the vibes and then keep it genuine as much as possible.
Amen. I like that, girl. You always come with some damn swagger. Miss Fairfax, how what? Give me your best advice to the ladies out there who may be listening.
Well, just be very cautious of what type of people you bring into your life. And if you do have a friend, just make sure it's somebody that you can trust, somebody that has your back, and not just a, you know, a blood sucker. Because some friends are, drain you. That's the word I want to use. It's another term. But you know how somebody just call you with a problem?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? I don't want a friend just to call, you know, with your problems. I want somebody that calls sometimes good things going on, not just when things are negative. So try to avoid negative people. Try to be around more positive people. They have things going for them, so they don't try to pull you down.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Where can we find you at, Ms. Thompson? When's your next big gig, girl?
Well, my next gig is the 12th. I have a lip sync battle contest and a comedy open mic, and that's in Somerville. And then September 19th, I have a comedy show in Beaufort, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the House of Enlightenment will be starting November 1st.
Hallelujah. All right.
Sounds great.
We'll be there. And Ms. J. Monica, anything coming up with you in the near future, dear?
You can find me at The Agent on Realty. If you're looking for a house, come see me. If you're trying to sell your house, come see me.
Amen.
I'm located in Somerville, South Carolina. And after all of that, after you have found me at The Agent on Realty, you can find me in Miss Trish's dressing room trying to get her out there on the stage so she can make y'all laugh.
I love my girls. Before I end this, I want to tell all the women who may be listening, if you have a friend, if you have a sister who you want to reconnect with, there's some healing that might need to be done, or just exercise a few of the things that me, Miss J. Monica, and Miss Tanti Fairfax have shared with you: loyalty, respect, honor, follow the vibe, keep it cool, keep it pimping. Please don't be afraid to reconnect with that person. Open up your arms and love, because after all, that's what we're here for. Stay tuned to the rest of the show. We got a lot more coming up for you, like the stupid news and the stupid letter of the week. Also, be conscious. I want y'all to listen to my favorite song. This goes out to my niggas, Miss J. Monica, Miss Tanti Fairfax. I love you, ladies. It's
love
called
you too.
Thanks for having My
us on
Nigga,
show.
My Nigga, Young Jeezy, y'all. Be right back after this.
Helping you to carry on, call. I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and they ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, it ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, it ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, passed her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, passed with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas. I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and they ain't going in. It's on with my niggas.
Hey, and we're back with It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends. I do have my girl TL on the line. TL, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, family. How are you doing, beautiful?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. And in peace and love, I welcome you to the Miss Trish, to It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends. I know you probably got a little chance to hear about what we were talking about, best friends, girlfriends. Give us your take on best friends, girlfriends. How can women bond their relationships, reconnect, heal, and even exercise some great things in their relationships with their girlfriends?
Wow, that was a loaded question, Trish, but you know, but first I want to just say that, you know, I really love you. You're like such a beautiful person. You have such a great spirit, and you just taught me a lot over the time that we've known each other. My first advice is love your friends even if they're late. They'll get there. You know, like I always listen to the show, so I got to hear the guys earlier today, but I had to come a little late because I'm actually on your team manning some of the show. So
<It's>
I had to make sure
it's
your stuff was tight for it. Right. But being a great girlfriend is like, is just showing unconditional love. I feel like in this world, we don't get an opportunity to just kind of be loved on and without no strings attached. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times when we go into relationships, there's always strings attached when you're dealing with a mate or something like that. You have to love me. You got to cook for me or whatever agreement you guys have, you know, with each other. But with a girlfriend, it's like, girl, you know, I love you just because you're you. And you love me just because I'm me. It's like an automatic, unconditional love. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And you definitely find that inside of relationships between men and women. But it's like a person who understands you because they go through some of the things that you go through, physically, mentally, and emotionally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do share some things in common, girl. That girl show up every month on time.
No, I'm with the tea. Also, I wanted to say that to be a great friend, you first have to learn how to love yourself. And I honestly believe that you have to understand your weaknesses about yourself. Because when you have somebody you love and that you're close to, that you got to make sure that you don't hurt that person with your ego or with things that you do unconsciously, and that there be open communication so that you could always, like somebody hurt your feelings, your homegirl hurt your feelings, be a person to be able to criticism when it hurts, you know what I'm saying, so that you can grow and be better, because I'm getting to grow up with you, Miss Trish, and that's a great experience, you know what I'm saying?
And our
girlfriends, we grow up with them. You know, over time, I don't care if you met each other at 20 and knew each other at 30 or 15 to 20. You know, you grow up with that person. So allow your friends to help you grow by being honest with you. And you pick people in your life that you can be honest with so that they can, the people around you are always growing. So that's my two cents. That is my two cents.
I definitely, let me tell everybody listening,
yes,
this chick,
yes,
Miss TL is the epitome of that. We have been friends, and our friendship is so strong. I treasure her with the utmost esteem. She's always got whatever I got. My fat, I'm about to give this bitch a key to my house. So, you know, she is my epitome of a great, great, great friend. And before all of creation, while we're on the phone, let me also tell you, my sister, I love you and I appreciate you, and your friendship means so much to me. So, and I want to thank you for joining the show. But before you go, Miss TL, tell everybody about The Chosen, what's going on real quick. Put it out there for me.
I just want to give a shout out to Tanti, because Tanti know when I get the key, it's only so I can get in and help Miss Trish get ready for the stage. yeah. DCP is been around since 1997, so the company is on. We're on our 19th year anniversary, and we publish media and print publications like books and radio and television, and but more than anything, we educate people about the process, the publishing process. So how to get your book published, how to, you know, do your own thing, your own song, how to publish your song and put it out there. We do have some stuff at thechosen.org if you're interested. And we're run. Can I tell them about the special mistress that we're doing?
You certainly can.
There's an economic center in your city. We're researchers here at The Chosen. And our whole goal is to make sure that our babies have, books, school books and children's books about them, somebody to categorize their history, you know, people from all cultures, but somebody from this modern era to capture them. And there's an economic area. We're working on a project. There's an economic area in historically black economic area in where you live, wherever you're at. And I want you to find out where that was, and I want you to hit Miss Trish up at Miss Trish Funny on Facebook and Twitter, and let Miss Trish know where is it. What was the black economic area historic? And hit Miss Trish up and let her know. I love you, Trish. You're the best. Okay.
I love you more, Miss TL. We'll talk to you now. And thank you for calling in, sister. We certainly appreciate you. And it is time for It's All About the Funny and 411 on entertainment news and whatever. You can also be a part of the show and leave a message on the Miss Trish Hotline at 678-632-5541, 24 hours a day. Be inspiring. Give your opinion or just say hello. And if you're good, your recording may be selected to be played live during a show. And before I go on to that, I love to rep where I've lived. So shouts out to all my people, all my family in the Charleston, South Carolina area, Columbia, South Carolina, Houston, Texas, Huntsville, Texas, and by all means, the ATL. I love you much. Look, check this out. I found some stupid shit that people do in the news. This is Susan Blancham calls cops on dealer who has sold her sugar instead of crack cocaine. Don't you just hate it when you don't get what you paid for? Susan, a 47-year-old, was none to be pleased to discover that the crack she had brought was actually plain old sugar. The Springfield, Missouri woman was not about to be ripped off and allegedly called the police to report her dealer. On January the 10th, Blancham called the cops to report her dealer for theft, telling them she paid $40 for crack cocaine and she was given sugar instead. Blancham asked cops to arrest her dealer for theft and also asked them to secure a refund for her. The stupid shit we do, girl, get off that crack. Now it's time for a letter from one of our many listeners. It's the stupid shit of the week letter. And I encourage you, write into me. Tell me some of the stupid shit that you've done. Something that has a life lesson, but yet that is funny. You didn't mean to do it at that time, but you learned something from that dumb shit you did. Here's the letter of the week. It says, "Dear Miss Trish, what's up, family? I was listening to your show and remembered some of the stupid shit me and my best friend, girlfriend, used to do. It was her birthday weekend, and we decided to get a bottle of Alizé and some weed before going out to celebrate. We were chilling in her room, and her at the time boo came by talking crazy and acting crazy. We had just finished a whole bottle of Alizé and about four blunts. This nigga must have threatened to do something in his crazy state of mind. Before I knew it, she grabbed an empty Alizé bottle, and I grabbed a half Parmesan pint bottle. Her hand was behind her back, ready to give him the element of surprise, and I was coming from the front, no, on a Snoop Dogg high. Well, I'm glad to say the boo was having a crisis moment at the time and had to seek some psychiatric help, and we didn't have to beat his ass. That chick and I had each other's back in a crush time for sure. She will forever be my best friend, girlfriend, and to all of those who like us, I love you. Loving your show, Friends for Life." I love this letter. They were there to bust that finger ass with that Alizé bottle. Don't come in there talking crazy to me. So, what have you learned from the stupid shit letter or any stupid shit that you have done? You can hashtag us at hashtag what did you learn. We'll be right back after this public announcement and the song. Be ye conscious, let's not be ye deceived. Please, I beseech you to listen to this. John 15:12-17. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lie down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do not if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I call you friends. I respect you. I support you. I am there for you. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Your business is my business. My business is your business. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, witness, fruit, help each other. That will last, sustain you. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in his name. This is my command: love each other. And just in case you need a little help in the reconnection, healing, keeping, rejoicing in the best friend, girlfriend, read this. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Be ye conscious, be ye happy. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. I love you, family, and until next week, now and forever, I wish you love and peace always. It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends. This show is being brought to you by Miss Trish, the comedian, and The Chosen Publishing. This show is broadcast live from thechosen.org. That's DACHOSEN.ORG. Please stay tuned, and we'll see you next week.